Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Acts chapter 12 verse 21. Let's read together. One go. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. 22. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not of a man. Wow. 23. One go. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. Say, hey. Wow. Please take your seat. We have been talking about the glory of God. We've been talking about God's glory in our lives. There is also a dimension of the glory that doesn't come from above to us, but is expected to live from our domain to God's domain. The one that lives from his domain to our domain makes us everything that we are and we will ever be here on earth. The one that is meant to leave our domain to his domain, it doesn't change him. It doesn't make him more beautiful. It doesn't make him more powerful. It doesn't make him more supreme. But it's necessary for our relationship with him. It's also necessary for our sustenance here on earth. On this particular day, we see King Herod arrayed in a royal apparel, sitting, on his throne. And the Bible said he gave an oration that really baffled people. It just took everything off. They said, what an oration. And I believe strongly that when people do well, they have to be acknowledged. And so the people shouted. They said, this is not normal. This one is not the voice of man. It's the voice of God. Yes, he's speaking like a spirit. He's functioning like a spirit. He's doing well. And people can do well. Your business can do well. Your marriage can do well. You know, your ministry can do well. Can so do well. That sometimes you don't even understand why others don't do well. Yesterday I was privileged to be speaking at the intentional, intentional fathers parenting conference. Yes, Father's Edition. Yes, Father's, so we are all fathers, we are talking. Hey. And I told them that when the accident that happened some few months ago at East Legon, where some kids perished because a kid was driving a car carelessly, when people ask me of my opinion, I couldn't give my opinion about the young boy who drove carelessly and then ended the lives of other people. And they said, why? Especially opinion about the parent. You know, I said, it's painful here, it's painful there. That some people perished and someone's carelessness has led to that. And then you ask, is the child not trained? What were the parents doing? Blah, blah, blah. I said, there's no perfect parent too. No, you can do your best, but the outcomes of a child's behavior, that one is not only determined by the variable of good parenting, even though good parenting is important. Yeah, some of the people who have been parented well have turned out to be something else. Because you can always not determine. And sometimes when you have not seen the effort people have put into raising children, you will not understand. And so I really, really, even till now, my heart is broken for those who lost their kids. And then I'm also wondering, what do these parents whose son caused this kind of wahala, how are they able to sleep? You know, it's not a joke. So when you see your own going as expected, Don't think that there is something special about you that has made it happen like that. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. Because some of you know how much you have been screaming for your child to just lay the bed. Just bed laying. Lay the bed. Anytime, lay the bed. And every time the bed is messier than the one before. You know, just as simple as laying the bed. Or no eating in the room. Eish. Do you understand? So when you see your business doing well, it's great that you have worked hard. I believe that some people believe they are self-made men, self-made women, which is great. But you have to, as we will learn, you will see that everything is not within the ambit of what you have done or what you see. There are things that were predetermined before you started working. Are you with me at all? So this man, the Bible said the people gave a shout saying the voice of God is not the voice of man. Sometimes you are a pastor, you preach one great message and the people say, wow, actually great, not you are too much. But most of the churches doing well, they are not pastored by great preachers. So the race is really not to the swift. Yeah, sometimes thinking that you know how to do something and letting it fill your heart is the reason why you fail. Then look at that. There was no problem people giving him accolades. But in verse 23, the Bible said that the problem was with his heart. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not God the glory. Everybody is saying you are doing well. Even your wife is saying, my husband, you're doing well. Collect it. I say, husband, why? Collect it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Mostly men, they do like they have no head. Yeah, but they have head, and they will be saying, say more, you know. But when you retreat, you have to let God know that being a good husband is not in your blood from birth. That the fact that you are able to do things for your wife to say you are a good husband, it is God. God has tried, though. I'm telling you, God has tried. So, you know, I was just telling the first church that there's a sister in the church. She says that her problem and the problem of all her sisters is pride. And this sister is married. Every day she's praying that, God, don't let me use my pride to destroy my marriage. Every day. So every day that, and she reported herself to the husband. He said, my husband, we are proud. Me and my sisters, we are proud. Pride. Pride runs through our blood. So please, be very, very patient with me. My mouth is not good. And my attitude is bad. So this kind of person will marry for 40 years, 50 years. Do you think that it is because he has a good measure of how a wife should behave? She would have misbehaved a billion times, but God just constrains her. So everybody is shouting, you have done well, but God was expecting this guy to say that, I return all the glory to you. And no, he collected it and sat in his throne. Hey, so then the angel bore. The angel became angry, said, hey, the throne, it was given to you. The royalty was given to you. The apparel was given to you. The authority was given. Everything is given. What is given, you cannot claim it to be yours. And so, we are going to ensure that worms will eat you. And then you will die. You know, I just want to introduce you to two things. Worms and ghost. Worms and grave. One of the easiest ways for worms represent demons. You see, one of the ways that a Christian can open him or herself to demonic attacks is when you decide that your heart will not appreciate the work of God in your life. I should say it again. When you become a lord to yourself, when you become a law to yourself, a rule to yourself, when you are the reason why you are doing well without recognizing the supreme power of God in your life, you open, because you have become your own Alpha and Omega. Your Lord and your own Savior. So you have to fight the battles that are coming in the spirit. And I'm telling you that we don't see 1% of it. And our prayer and all our warfare and binding doesn't bind 1% of whatever is there. What God does is 100%. I don't even know what we are handling. So now when you refuse to return the glory to God, the Bible said that you have opened yourself to eat worms eating your business. That business that is doing well, worms will eat it. That marriage, it's like, I got it together. I got it. Hey, I got it. I know the code to my husband. Really? You know the code. I know the code to my wife. You've not seen a robot malfunctioning before, eh? Anything at all can pass away. Anything at all can decide not to work. Because what makes things work, sometimes it's not due to programming. Or else, I mean, the software in machines, sometimes they just get confused. And they don't function well. Sometimes straight from factory, the misbehavior starts. So, he says that worms came to eat him. The reason why some people's businesses that are standing now will not be standing in the next 10 years is because they refuse to give God the glory for what he's been doing in that business. I built it from scratch. Congratulations. That one you can be telling your employees and whoever cares to hear. But when you face God, it can never be, I built it from scratch. Because except the Lord builds, there's no building. There's no building. Does it discount of your effort? No. But you have to understand that someone has helped you to do that. How God aligned people your way, who helped you, gave you resources. Some others who came to give you ideas. When you were blocked, somebody just suggested something that just took you out of trouble. All of these have been God's programs in your life. And you need to recognize it. Even your parent raising you to that point where you became an entrepreneur or a corporate person, they are all part of God's program. And so, as for God, we will owe him forever. And he will owe us nothing. Tell somebody, you are the one who needs God to become what you have to become. God does not need us to become who he has to be. We need God always. So, because he didn't give... People can be giving you fans, but you to know whom you give your glory to. Praise the Lord. Is it clear? Yeah, if you don't do that, worms are coming. I mean, he had opportunity to encounter an angel, but rather what happened to him was that worms ate him. The marriage can go haywire. The church can go haywire. And we have seen churches that started very well. The pastor, everybody loves the pastor. The pastor preaches well and everything. But then it entered the heart of the pastor. Like, hey, my preaching has built the church. And God said, okay, let's see how preaching sustains a church. Then small, now the church became like a graveyard. It should surprise us how some birds fly as high as they do. And some others cannot. Look at how the vulture flies. So limited. But the eagle can go very, very, very high. Are they all not birds? When you see a bird flying high, something is pulling it high. Yeah, because that is why some cannot get there. The hen cannot fly. It's still a bird. That we were classmates and you are flying. Even if you were the best in the class, it's still not the reason why you'll be flying. Classmate is not equal to grace mate. Grace makes people fly. Yeah, some of the most intelligent business people, they always run down their business. Yeah. Super analysis leading to super paralysis. They will analyze that until it will paralyze them. You see, clear strategy, then one over tinkering, like Pep Guardiola, and will lose the Champions League. It's over tinkering with the team. Won't play a striker, won't play a DM. That's how Chelsea will win. Not because they won. They just dash the game to them. When he was suffering, Aaron will bring a DM. Match is already gone. When he wanted to win, they went to buy a striker. You can't change anything. Even when you are making changes and they are working, it is God making the changes to work. Yeah, because sometimes people who know how to do things don't even function at their optimal level. Some of the mistakes people can make for, like lawyers. One lawyer I was praying with some months ago, he called me. We were meeting in the secondary school. He said, Prof, he calls me Prof. He said, you need to pray for me. I said, what is wrong with you? He said, I want you to know what is wrong with me. You are a prophet. Go and know what is wrong with me. So I was praying for him. And then the Lord told me that he is losing his mojo. And I said that you are losing your... You see, you can read. His strength is that maybe few hours or few minutes or when he's sitting in the case, every idea that he has to use to cross-examine would be coming estempo. And he lost it. He couldn't find himself. He would even read. He was making nonsense of himself in court. So when we prayed and he came back, all the cases he lost, he went for appeal and he won all of them. And I told him that your law, no, it's not just because you went to law school. There is something speaking in your head, giving you direction. Do this, do that. There is a way that you begin to feel like, hey, now we are, no, when that switch just gets turned off, you see that, Charlie, the lawyer, no, has become a beshi. All the law will just burn in your heart. Are you here with me at all? There are some business people, they just stand up and then they just wake up and know exactly what to do. Like my father, like this, was an electrician. He would be repairing something, and then the thing will just bash him, and then he will leave it. Then we'll be sleeping, he will wake up. Maybe 2 days, 3 days. He'll be sleeping and wake up maybe 2 a.m. He said, ah. Like the thing has come. Then I'm telling you, he will sit there less than 30 minutes. He has fixed something that he has been using days. So when he's struggling, he will just leave it. He'll be sleeping and he'll wake up. He said, ah, I know what to do. Bam, it will happen. Bam, it will happen. That one is God. That one is not... You know, you are an apprentice, you learned well, you were taught well, da 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 da. There is something God has wired into you, making it work. Are you here with me at all? It's for His glory. So when you have opportunity to be Herod, sitting on the throne, and you are looking beautiful, don't take the credit that ought to go to God and allocate it to yourself. When you do that, the grave will open itself for you. Are you here? Is God blessing somebody already? Now, the scripture said it in a more direct way in Corinthians. Look at that. Then we just praise God and close. In a more direct way in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. 1 Corinthians 4, 6 to 8. It says that, and these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sake, that ye might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. He's just telling them that be humble. Be humble, because there's a way that people overestimate who they are. Or people make you feel bigger than you really are. He says that I'm writing all these things to you so that you will learn to be humble and not overestimate who you are. Last week I told wives here that being a wife is a privilege. Do not overestimate who you are. Being a husband is a privilege. Do not overestimate who you are. It's just a privilege to be married. It's a privilege to be a pastor. I met some pastors recently. I said, I pastor people who can give birth to me. Don't you think I should behave myself? Just forget about the ministry. Normal. Behave yourself. Why should this woman whose first son is my age be sitting there listening to me? But you can abuse that position because you are allocating certain credit to yourself, which ought not to be the case. Are you here with me at all? You are the wife, but in fact, there are better virgins that could have been married. Some way, somehow. You are the Mary the Godhead decided she should give birth to the Jesus. It should come with a lot of humility and giving glory back to God. Are you with me at all? It should be. So Paul was saying that don't be puffed up. You can easily be puffed up. And I've seen that one of the people who sometimes easily get puffed up are people who have. Like you are knowledgeable. Yeah. When I met our pastor in Oyarifa, PY, the guy had read books. His head was a library. Books. So I was traveling to Nigeria to preach. I passed by the bank. He used to work in the bank in Cape Coast. And then, the Holy Ghost told me to pass by the bank, that he will show me somebody in the bank. So I entered the bank, took the money. When I came out, I saw him standing by my car. I didn't know him. I said, you, God showed me and said I should talk to you that you don't have HIV, that his grace has taken care of you. You'll be fine. He shocked. He had read so much that the books had crippled his mind. I'm telling you, the doctor said he had HIV. He had all the symptoms. All his mouth is full of blisters. Every test says he has HIV. I said, he couldn't believe it. I said, I don't have your time. I've told you, this is my number. I'm traveling. When I come and see me. When he came, and I was talking to him about grace of God. Oh, boy. That's when I saw what is called mental paralysis. Guy has read. He broke down everything to me. I said, are you done? I said, the grace of God is that you have Christ. And Christ is taking care of you. No way. Nine. He couldn't believe it. He was used to the hard one. Yeah, hard one. I said, okay, take it or leave it. I had to take time to deconstruct him and pray for him. And when he went, they couldn't see HIV in his system again. It's God. Sometimes when you know, you can easily be puffed up. I see a lot of prophets, and they really have the gift of prophecy and the office of prophecy. Let me even say that. They really have it. But when I see the way the antabine, the feather has become, the wings. Madam, say pro. Sorry, what? And I'm a church. Wow. Oh, God, open my eyes. And sometimes their utterance. I mean, we all have made very, myself included, we've made utterances that we ought not to have made. But when you grow to a certain level and you are making an utterance that is deep-seated as a meaning in your heart of something that only God has the sole prerogative of, and you are allocating it to yourself, because you have left my covering, you are dead. Hey, prophet, you got to be God. Is it your blood that used to save anybody? Now, wow. We understand that God can put people under people to cover them. Paul said, because I'm in the ship, there shall be no loss of life. Hello? But Jesus is not going to allow people to just die because they left your covering. He will rearrange the matter when necessary.
Do you understand?
Yeah. And you believe it so much that because they have left your covering, they must die and they will die. You so believe it. Wow. Now, won't you die? Will you cover yourself? So when you are powerful, you can allocate certain credits that are supposed to be for God to yourself. Are you here? Yeah, you can easily do that. And pastors, we do that a lot. But there are some things, they only belong to God. You can't, even in the sacrifice, there's a portion that is only for God. No priest can eat it. So you give to God what belongs to God, but you can be puffed up when you are knowledgeable. Paul was always warning them. He said, you people, you have a knowledge, but you lack the spirituality. And it has made you very, very puffed up. I know how to do this. I know I have this. I have that. When you are strong, be careful. It's very beautiful when you are strong and you can just give God the glory. It's beautiful, Bia. Very nice. But look at why we should do that. The verse what? 7. Look at verse 7. He said, don't be puffed up. He said, for who? Who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou did not receive? Now, if thou did receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it? What have you? Give me the message. Hey, you'll be looking at somebody and say, pastor is going there, pastor is going there. What have you? Verse 7 said, for who do you know that really knows you, knows your heart? And even if they did, is there anything they would discover in you that you could take credit for? Is there anything? Isn't everything you have and everything you are shared gifts from God? So what's the point of all this comparing and competing and just making yourself important? ESV. For who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? Why do you boast? Ask somebody, why do you boast? As if you did not receive it. Are you the inventor of business? Are you the first to succeed corporately? Are you the only CEO, MD? You know, I don't want to use what Bishop Ogo did, though, because I don't want trouble here. But whatever it is, I feel this thing here. Yeah, just ask them, are you the first? Even if you are the first, what have you that you did not receive? This thing humbles me. This calling, I received it. What have you? He said, why do you behave as if you did not receive it? As if you are the author and the finisher of your life. Why do you behave like that? Can you ask somebody, why do you sometimes behave like that? Sometimes, it's not all the time. Sometimes. Tell somebody, remember that there is God in heaven who has made all things possible for us. And it is important, please talk to the person, it is important to give him all the credit and glory because it is due his name. Can you give Jesus a big clap offering? Sometimes you have to look for your former boss who trained you in a certain area and say thank you. Yeah. Sometimes when you were serving under the boss cry, you didn't even see how generous he was because he was always peppering you. And people can pepper people. And some of the people who do you very, very well, they pepper you well. Yeah. And especially when you go to work to solicit for love, you meet those people. They have no love for you. They just want to create a career for you. And they will fire you left, right, center, right queries, left, right, center. Hey, I'll fire you. But by some way, somehow, The aggressive, radical treatment of your life is the reason why you have the kind of work ethic you have now. And sometimes, if you are not careful, you'll be an ingrate with the highest degree. Because when you are angry, you don't think well. When you're offended, you don't think well. Some of the people you think didn't do you good, they are the ones who have propelled you to where you are. I'm telling you, you would have still been a civil servant or working for somebody until somebody showed you mafia. Then you bore. You sat there and you saw the kind of value you are bringing to the company, and you said, I'll start small, small. Today, you have a conglomerate. You have to look for whoever was dealing with you, who pushed you into this, your destiny that you have. That is even what should make you very, very humble. Knowing that God has been good to you. Is there anybody here that God has been good to? Yeah, God has been good to you and I. What do we even have that we didn't receive? So every time, you see, this morning I'm preaching a very simple message. How you wake up and you say thank you to God without meaning, it's a problem. You are saying the thank you, but it is without meaning. And the kind of things that gives you meaning, is this the kind of scripture. When you bring yourself to the level, you say, hey, this thank you that I'm saying, I have to really take time. This breath that I have was given to me. So when I'm saying thank you, is I should say it with all my life. That there is no me without God. God is the reason why I have woken up. Are you here? Look at Psalm 3 verse 3. Psalm 3 verse 3. Very beautiful scripture there. The first day I saw that scripture, the scripture slapped me. I said, hey, what an aggressive scripture. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. Yeah, verse 4. Verse 4 says that, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Ah, my favorite is verse 5. Look at verse 5. He said, I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. You and I, we don't know when we sleep. I mean, I'm talking about the real sleep when you snap. Yeah, he goes, oh, I was here, I slept around. Around is what you can say. But exactly when you slept, around 9:30, I was asleep around. But the exact time when you just... Phew, and you know when you do, you are not part of any race. You are not part of any game. If your business is going down, it will go down without you. You are not part of anything. At that point, it is God just managing everything for you. David says that, when I lay down to sleep, I woke up again because it is God who sustained me. That space, it's not an... God is your anesthetics. He's keeping you. He's keeping watch over you. Michael Jackson used to hire a doctor to help him sleep. Yeah. He would inject him and sit and watch over him. Sleep and watch over him so that he doesn't die. Because he couldn't sleep normally. You and I. You even put an alarm to wake up because you don't trust yourself. Trust yourself. Your real talent is sleeping. You sleep, you can't even defend yourself. You just sleep. Sometimes my wife gets into that mode. He's sleeping. I say, mommy, won't you get it? The sleep is the sleep has intoxicated me. I can't do anything. She will sleep and fall again. She will wake and fall again. I said, mommy, are you not getting this? I don't know. So I will give up. I will give up. I said, okay, continue. Anytime it's okay, it's okay. Then you can beat your chest. Hey! that we have God to thank God. I'm telling you, we've got God to thank for our lives. Sometimes we wake up the children in the house to prepare them for school. You wake this one up from the room, you wake up and walk to the toilet, sit on the toilet and away. You would think that preparation is going on. No way. It's carried it to another level. You go out and you say, hey. Come back to life. Some of you will be driving, you are asleep. You don't even remember how you go. It's God. Ask somebody, what do you really think of yourself? Left to you alone, taking care of you, you would have crashed this life long time. Longest time. Longest time. It's not easy. What do you have, Pastor? Yeah. That you did not receive. This church that you wake up and you have a mind to come to church is God. Some churches gather is where two or three have gathered. Pastor, the wife, the children, and some one or two people. It is not because we are better than them. It is because it is God who does the distribution. You go there. You go there. You go there. So when people are coming with all your evangelistic and outreach effort and all of that, don't be deceived though. That because we are busing people, we are doing this. Really? Churches have fleets of buses. They have put it in communities. Nobody is entering the bus. Because it is God. Oh, medium, my dear Tom, I know how to sell. I know how to. Really? You know how to sell? I can sell anything. It's true. But there, you know, there's a scripture in Philippians. It says that it is God who is at work in us, both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. It is God who is at work. So when somebody takes money and gives you, what really happened was that God was working inside that person's heart to even consider you in the first place. To will. Some people can will, but they will lack the to do. So to the first level is God working in them. Second level, to give them the mind, the willingness. Third level is the execution premium, the to do. Some people, the work will be in them. They aren't you having people who say, oh, I want to give you this. Da, 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 da. But they never give you. But they have the mind to give you. But they never give you. Because they lack the to do. The to do, it is God who will give them the power to do what they have decided in their heart to do for you. There is nothing you and I receive that is not as a result of God's arrangement in the lives of people and systems and places. Are you with me here at all? I am praying that as you recognize God, more grace will come upon your life. That's why Jesus asked the people, the lepers. He asked the brother, he said, brother, you guys were 10. I healed 10 of you. Where are the 9? I'm just telling you that it takes special people to return the glory back to God. Because 9 out of 10 people won't bother to return. Naturally, 9 out of 10 people are ungrateful. You can kill yourself for them. Oh, Kai. They will even feel entitled. That, I mean, have you seen that some people, the more money you give them, the more hatred they bring to you. Because they even feel like you didn't give them enough and that you are a miser. You are practicing your frugality on them. You have so much more. You could have given them more than you have given them. And you still chose to give them that small $1,000. Meanwhile, your salary is just 1,005. You have just sacrificed so much to give them. Go for family meeting and they are frown face with swollen mouth. Ready to kill you if their mouth was an intercontinental ballistic missile. They would have just fired you before arriving. Entitled people. And Christians can be very entitled.
You can just warn God, if you don't do this thing, I'm leaving. I won't serve you again. You must shut up. Hey. You just go to the ICU and see how oxygen is breathing for people. You beat your chest. Don't collapse your lungs. Oh. Be very careful. Sometimes you can feel so entitled. You are just been given a promotion to become the boss who is now supervising the team. Now, hey, no human being is a human being again. Now that I am here, when you come in the morning, you must prostrate and greet me. Because you are the giver of life. And some people can be in their heart. Why is it that my husband is not calling me my Lord? That Lord, what is inside that Lord? And you can just cause trouble. Until the marriage will scatter. What do we even have that was not given to us? This is your beauty. It was given to you. Sometimes someone is freer and then the person will be incarcerated. Not because it's a criminal. Sometimes things can happen. Are you with me? Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes people are there and they are not. I mean, one of the things that really surprises me is how people die for not being sick. Maybe through an accident. Like when I'm the baby. He's just minding their business somewhere and then some disaster will come and sweep them. Do you think if those people knew that is what was going to happen, they would appear there? No. But the Bible says that the steps of the righteous man, they are, sometimes just that your naughtiness you went to just exhibit there, God will just be watching you. This boy. I'm sure God has been borrowing grace to save some of us. Yeah. Because you know, sometimes when you are about to make a big mistake, you become very, very stubborn. Bible calls it stiff neck. He said he will make Pharaoh stiff neck so that he will break his neck. I'm very stubborn. I know more than you. Are you the one to teach me? Ooh. Parrot is singing. Are you the one to teach me? When I started building this company, where were you? Tell somebody, careful now. Give God glory. When you give God glory, you will see the wisdom of God in surrounding you with the kind of people he surrounded you with. If you are not the type who gives glory to God, you will never appreciate the resources God puts around you in terms of men. God can put solutions around you in men. This one's counsel will save you $1 million. This one's one will save you 10 million. Are you here with me? This one. Some of you, the plan you have made that you are going to frustrate your wife until she leaves here. When your wife leaves, you will suffer. Take it from a prophet. Say, I don't see. You are not. Let your wife leave and see. You will suffer. You. The way she has been fighting you, even the mistakes you are making, and you are making just 10% of the 100%. Because if you were to make it fully, when you come home, she will fight you fully. So you are making it, but you are not making it enough to bring you disaster. When she leaves, you will now make the real mistakes. It will pile up. But the next time we'll be looking for you at Nsawo. We'll be looking for you at the prisons. You better start loving now your wife. Adena, you are always angry. God has given you a wife. Is it Pilate? Pontius Pilate, right? He was about to make a major mistake when the wife came and said, I've had a dream. Wash your hands from this man. Don't try it. It's the wife that saved him. You are angry. Since you were angry with your wife last time, you have never gotten over your anger. Yes, you are still in it. have to come out. Give God praise. I give you a wife who can even make a mistake for you to see, to help correct it. And you too, you make plenty. Men make more mistakes than women. There are men, now when I preach in the church, and they want to beat me as if I'm a woman. I see your faces, how you want to beat me. Why are you always talking some for the women? Why are we talking? But since we were born, they have been talking for the men since. That is the reason why we don't even appreciate what God has done for us. If a man marries, in his mind, the wife is a daughter. And I tell you, sleep. Just imagine, you married an MD of a corporate organization. Then because you married her, no, she cannot attend any evening meeting where they are doing the business pitching. Because you married. Wow! Because in your head, you know, if you are a wife by 8, you should be in the house. You married a woman who cannot always be in the house by 8. By the construction of the woman you married. Maybe you should have gone to marry some sedentary woman. But you have married one who is already... Okay, if your wife is a cabinet minister, Mr. President, my wife got to be home by 7. You are not serious. You are not serious. Somebody will be telling you that she's growing wings. She's growing wings. That's why she's not coming home early. Coming home early or late is wings. What a definition. God is revealing a man to me. You are somewhere here like that. Your mind needs cleaning with bleaching powder. You need a kesha. I'm not saying women should not be responsible, men should not be responsible, but like, you know, if you mingle with corporate people, you see that the time that you are pushing the woman to come home, that is the time real business happens. Then when she stays out one, two, nah, it's like somebody is sleeping with her. Somebody is sleeping. Are you serious? I think some men should have married their mothers, eh? Yeah, then you and your mother there, yeah, no doubt, no trust issues, no nothing. But this high-flying woman, she's going to stay home. She will start coming home by 1 a.m. Get used to it. Yes, we are meeting at Kempinski. It will be paining you that they have nice bed. By now you are imagining it. Some bed is massaging your wife with a man by the side. It's your own problem. I can preach, eh? Child. Because there are some men here. They are thinking that the more quarantine you make your wife, that is an expression of your authority. It's a lockdown. It's a lockdown and maybe a shutdown. Me, I don't understand that. I don't understand. If you understand, fine. But me, I don't understand. Because when I go out at night, I see women sitting pitching business ideas. But your wife cannot do that. She can come home and serve you food, but you see, once you have come home, but she has planned to come and serve you food. Since only the food you eat must only come from her hand. Her hands are the only blessings. As if in your office, Christ, they don't buy food from the canteen for you. But let's say that is the only thing. She has finished serving. Let her go now. Let her go. Some of you cry, you men cry, when you are going cry, you don't even tell your wife where you are going. Because in your mind, I'm the boss of this house. I can go anywhere I want to go, blah, blah, blah. They are quiet. They don't say anything. When my wife goes out now, I only call because she will say that, and hey, you didn't call me, you didn't even check up on me. But is she a kid? She knows her way out now. She's driving, she's with people. I'm watching my footwear. I'm living my life. If you can't live your life, don't marry you. If you can't live your life, don't what? You are looking for somebody to start to do what? Then you are, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where you are doing pillow low with your heart. Every time you go, who are you with? Who is there? Da, da, da. As if your wife, she does it. Before you knew this lady, she was working. She was going out on her own, working, going to places, traveling. Now you have become his tour guide. Nora, Nora, where are you? Where have you reached? Nora, Nora, where?
Pastor Robert, it's not your wife I'm mentioning. No.
Yes. What a human being. Where have you reached, Pa? Hey, you don't come home. You are a married woman. You don't come early. You don't come. We are not going to come early. No, 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 no. Get used to it. We are not going. It's not all the time. When we can come. You see, when you are in a position to come early, don't hang out there. Just come. But when necessity is laid on you to stay out there, the husbands, they have to begin to understand. You marry a career woman, you want to sit on the career. Because they are married, they can't go again. They will go now. They will go. Ha. I have a professor, and she's a woman. She, every week she's traveling. My wife says, hey, your professor, she traveled. My professor is always traveling. Most women, they can't have progress because all these limitations based on people's emotional inefficiencies, deficiencies will just be limiting them. If you think the person you are marrying is immoral, don't marry the person. You can't trust the person to stay outside there, don't marry them. Do you understand? But they are not kids now. The hotels, are there no women there? Politics, women are there. If your husband or your wife is a cabinet minister, let's say your wife is an attorney general, she has to sit in cabinet meeting. Education minister, it's a cabinet minister. You say, no, your career is different, the marriage is different. No, when you marry career woman, you are married career, you have to make adjustment. You have to make what? The same way the women make adjustments to men. You have to make a, that's why she will be cooking for 10 people. You're always bringing 10 people home. Cuisine, she doesn't know to make, because she married a man who is flying. She's lent and she's cooking and she's setting table and she's changing dress to befit your level, because she's married a career man. You marry a pastor now, you want to go to nightclub. As my wife, when you married a pastor. No, now. You will make adjustment. Just imagine. As I'm doing all night on Friday, my wife is playing in a nightclub Friday night, breaking her inside. You have to make adjustment. Let me say that, and we'll praise God and close. That is why in the garden, marriage didn't start from the place of love. Marriage started from the place of purpose or assignment. God sent a helpmate to the man to help them both to keep dress the garden and keep it. Do you understand? It started from the point of assignment. There were some two people. There was a brother here. She wanted to marry a Muslim medical doctor. I said, if you marry this lady, you are likely to lose your salvation or the marriage will not survive. He left me and went and married. The marriage didn't survive more than 1 year. Because it's not, you are deceiving yourself. There is a love, but you will find that the real issue will become the assignment. Whether you people are like, can two walk together? It's not except they love themselves. People can stay in a place, they don't love themselves. Don't you have colleagues at work? I've been working with them 10 years. No fight. They're just working on project. The love there to come. But you must first find the purpose. Are we headed in the same direction? You understand? Sometimes the man takes the lead. Sometimes the woman who takes the different phases. You see that sometimes a man's business will go down. The business of the woman is booming. And then the woman, what the woman, God helps the woman to bring in is what is sustaining the family. And then another time now, most of the time, you see that the man too is blowing. Do you get it? Yeah, Charlie, me, if I have to stay home and take care of the children, just show me how to change diaper. Yeah, don't say, no, wait, man, we don't stay home, brother. When you go, nothing comes. Yeah, just know that, look, you can't force God to change what he is doing. No, he has decided that he's going to bless this woman. You can't change it. If he has decided he's going to bless you, nobody can change it. Are you with me at all? Yeah. So allow. Tell somebody, allow. Some men even feel like this one that God has used your wife to really be a blessing unto you. To say that God used my wife to bless me, like you would die. Okay. But no. You would die. What a pride. And most of the time, all these things, God says he's testing us. He's testing your heart. He's testing your heart. If you can't say thank you for the little things, you don't qualify for the big things, because you don't know how to say thank you. Are you with me? Sure you are with me? Yeah. I always say that our music director, when he came into this church, he was sitting there. We were burning offerings, singing and burning songs. He was just sitting there taking care of his little girl and little boy. They will be hanging around. Sometimes when he will sit outside at the overflow. We were doing burnt offering left, right, center. Until one day, there was a program going on, and a music director told me that, you see that MD is in your church. He is the one who is in charge of this project. I said, this man is here and we have been burning ourselves like this. When you are even on the stage doing, there are, you know, like the Bible will say that when Judas was replaced, 7 men, full of the spirit, heavier than Judas, were used to replace him. When Elijah was making maf, I'm the only one left. That God said, it's okay. First of all, go to the farm. You think you're a priest. There is a farmer there. Farmer, not even a prophet. Farmer. He's going to do twice as you, the prophet, you have done. Just go. The farmer is replacing you. On top of that, there are 7,000 in the cave. Better than you. That I have not even used. It's always a privilege that you and I, we are the ones holding the mic. We are on the stage. You are the one being the MD. Don't you see that sometimes they sell a collapsing company, somebody will come and buy it and the company will blow. Boom. The people who know they are there. When you have opportunity to be the wife, humble yourself. This is your sharp mouth. Go and get clay. Put it inside. See? Reduce the sensitivity inside. Just get clay. Because it is just killing your glory. Just calm. Tell somebody, be calm. Give God praise. God, I thank you for my husband. Sometimes he misbehaves, but I thank you. Hey. Sometimes he is fine. But I thank you anyhow. We are still work in progress. Is it a good message? Are you sure it's a good message? I want to, you see, tomorrow when you go to work, find somebody at that your workplace. Maybe a subordinate or a colleague or somebody, and just sit down and say, hey, this intervention I got, God used this person. You see, God's plans, they are nice. God will help us. We are going to dance. People who are herald, they come to church, they don't dance. As we are dancing, they are sitting in their royal throne. Okay. The subject are dancing. I'm the royal. Put me in the palanquin. Today you will also dance. Because all of us are going to give glory to what? God. You have to dance. Let it come from your heart. So that you see me, I'm just breaking my inside. The dance, it doesn't have formula. It is the value God has brought to my life that will make me, the value now. Why is it that
you know that you have been saying that you have money in your house and armed robbers have not come there. Or the fact that we know that you are worth something simply means that there is cash in your house. How armed robbers have not come there to question you, to bring it out? It's a mystery. And some of the informants of the armed robbers cry, you have been talking to them all this time. I'm telling you, it's God, oh. So when we are thanking God, you have to thank God. Stop saying I'm an introvert, I'm shy, blah blah blah. God, you and God to introvert the inside. You and God. Hey, me and my maker. Wow. My brothers and sisters, come, let us dance and give God praise. Yeah, let God know that he didn't make a mistake. It's a blessing. Praise the Lord. Are you ready to praise God? Are you sure you are ready? Yeah. Are you blessed? Lift your hand and say, thank you, Lord, for the opportunities you have given me. I know that I am deserving just because of the work Jesus did. So thank you, Jesus, for the work that you have done for me. For me to be where I am at this moment in time. Even your plans for me, ahead of me, are because of the work you have done already. Not because I'm intelligent, not because I'm hardworking, but you have found a way of multiplying my 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Therefore, today, I have come to give you all the glory, all the praise for bringing me to the end of November. Receive your glory. Receive your praise. Receive your honor. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. In Jesus, can you clap your hand? Let's sing. Lift your hands, let's bless it. Mountains, and there are thrones. Yes, come.
Only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom, there will be no end.
Hold on. Adoma, come. Can you try singing like this? But are they not all women? Are they not females? Destiny is given now. So, I can sing more. That thing is given. The construction was given because there's nothing she has done to be piping like this. So when you are piping, you there, you see how she'll be piping. Oh, yeah, your pipe. Angels cry, will go dead there, they'll be envying. Hey, my God. That you are on the stage singing and ministering to Jehovah and it can come out clear like that. As you are even singing and your heart is saying, God, what did I even do? Sometimes we'll be singing and then we are confused. We don't know even how to sing the next. You are confused. God has given you a throat and a brain. Continue from there, sister.
There will be no
party. It's like you are listening to seed. Person is here.
Kingdom, there'll be no end.
big clap of praise. Hallelujah. What a powerful name.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.